Action, what's up, guys? This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, in these clothes where I sit on my gamer throne, mm-hmm. and Cody's
I'm
fucking
in this hard metal ass chair,
then subscribe now at patreon.com/tinymeatgang and watch him just slowly get scoliosis. All right?
Ad free scoliosis.
Peace.
Oh, also, there's a new song out, so go check that out.
Oh, yeah. Check that shit out.
It's with Black Bear. It's called Short King's Anthem. Go check that out. It's a really good song.
Yeah, we love it. We're very proud of it.
Okay, now on to the episode.
See ya.
All right, I want to start this one off just by saying Walkman officially has 1.1 million streams on Spotify, and it's been 7 days, exactly. 1.1 million streams on Spotify, and it's got like almost three on YouTube and like 500,000 on Apple Music. That shit's like at 4.5 million streams or something like that in a week.
Wow.
You yeet.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for streaming.
Fucking A.
We appreciate it. That's really fucking cool. That's the fastest anything we've released has
any track.
Accrued views. So that's fucking awesome. Thank you guys so much for streaming it. And keep banging it, you know?
Yeah. Keep
slamming that shit at church, whenever, wherever you want. Quinceañera.
Keep making TikToks and thrillers too, man. Gas it up. Get on there and do a little walk on the Walkman challenge hashtag.
That's fucking this song, you know, we're telling you how to dance to it. It's right in the lyrics. You know all you gotta do is walk around.
The best music tells you what to do. Speaking of fucking
all A, the best music is just super literal.
Yeah, yeah. Cha-cha slide. Why do people love that shit?
Yeah,
it tells you exactly what to do.
Exactly, yeah.
To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left.
Same shit.
Exactly.
Same shit.
People love doing that shit at weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cha-cha now, yo.
Walkman is the next big wedding song.
Yeah.
It's just going to be
like. That's what
we're
going for. Everyone's trying to be a rapper. People, you guys don't understand. We're just trying to create the next wedding song for you all when you're 70.
For middle-aged white people.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you guys are 70, however many of you are white, I don't know.
I'm trying to have the nice,
yeah.
The next,
yeah. Y'all will be old as shit, being like, "Y'all play the Walkman by TMG," and then the DJ's like, "Fucking come on!" And then you're just all old as shit, going, "Do the walk,
take a walk."
And,
you don't want to push my buttons.
And then you're all literally just walking around the dance floor
with a walker,
yeah, because it's easy. We're setting y'all up for success. We're setting you up to kill it at weddings when you're fucking shitting yourself and you're geriatric than a muff.
Walkman is the new chicken dance.
There it is, yeah.
For sure.
Take a walk, walk, walk.
You think anyone else makes music and talks about it this way? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We came through it. We made the new chicken dance, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, let's fucking sample the chicken dance.
Chicken dance and
I'm
do
serious,
something
that would
it?
Be sick.
Just do it halftime?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do that right at when I get home. I'm going to do that.
Trapped out?
Yep.
Trapped out chicken dance?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, I don't want to be a chicken, nah. I don't want to be a duck, nah.
Nah.
I just want to shake my butt, yo. Speaking of fucking A. Fucking A, eh?
Mm-hmm. Fucking A, eh? Oh, yeah.
Raptors, eh? Raptors, eh?
Well, first of all, before you get into that, I also want to say another thank you to everyone who bought tickets to the third Toronto show.
It's gone.
We fucking sold 3,500 tickets in Toronto in like 3 hours. Who knew that we had that many fucking fans there? I didn't know. And so it's really cool to know that. And shout out to all my fellow Canadians.
Our
fellow Canadians.
Wait. The venue cap is 3,500?
No, but every show sold out in an hour. And the cap on the venue is like 1,200 or something like that.
Oh, word. Okay, so it happened again.
Happened again, yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it.
Three shows that all sold out in under an hour.
It's a good year to come out as from the six, man.
I know. And this is the fuck yeah, the morning after the Raptors won. Everyone in that city is hungover right now.
Yeah.
And you still managed to wake up and get tickets to the show, so.
Man, I was singing last night.
Appreciate that.
Watching the game. I'm like, bro, if they win, and I haven't been to Toronto since I was like 5. You know, I was looking up when the Toronto Raptors were like, I'm like, how long have they been in the league? They were created the year I moved back there for a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Cause like
what year?
95.
Huh.
I think. When the fuck? I think.
No.
Let me see. Yeah, it was like they were created in 95.
Wow.
Let me see. Hold on. Earthquake. Oh, it's not. Okay, no. So, yeah. No, hold on.
Excuse me.
Maybe they weren't. Maybe. Yeah, they were created in 95.
Okay, huh.
So, I forgot what happened. Basically, there's an earthquake in Northridge, and we lived there, and then we moved for a little while, and then I turned 5.
Okay.
Which was sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turned 5.
Shout out to turning 5.
Yeah, turned out.
It's a good year.
Turned 5 in Toronto.
And then it was a movie?
It was such a movie, though. Super movie, bro.
Dude, my 5th birthday was a movie.
It was fucking lit, dude.
I remember that. I had a cake. Had the number 5 candle on it.
That shit was sick. Custom number 5.
Yeah.
I had a bust down 5 on my cake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was just thinking, it's kind of dope that I'm coming back. I was living there when they were made, and now I come back the year they, like, won a championship.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, granted, the Warriors are pretty beat up, but.
Yeah, the game was weird.
Maybe, man, you know what? I'm going to say it's a testament to how hard the Raptors were playing that we was fucking them up.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you can look at it that way.
No,
I guess.
Can't.
The end of the game was so weird.
That was crazy.
How, like, just a way to ruin the fucking energy.
Oh, yeah.
Calling a foul in that last play.
Weird, yeah. So strange.
It's like just little fucking.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for Clay, man. That looked bad in slow-mo.
Yeah.
But then he walked back onto the court and took those free throws.
But, like, that could have been one of those where, like, maybe the adrenaline hit. And he's, like, in his mind, he's like, I'm fine. And, like, maybe it was worse.
I mean, you could see. Like, it
something
looked like
moved.
He broke his
something
leg.
Moved. Yeah, yeah. The first angle, I'm like, he just kind of went. And then, the second time they played it over, I'm like, nah, something, like, his skin, like, did something funky there.
Yeah.
But maybe that was just his foot hitting the ground. But I think what was crazier, and like everyone has talked about this already, but super shitty for the Warriors to force KD back out there. That was not worth it.
I know.
Because now they're talking it's like Achilles tendon.
I know. You can see it like roll up his fucking calf. That's what it looks like in the slow-mo.
Oh, yeah. No, I just, hate seeing that shit inside skin.
Yeah, I mean,
something breaks.
Yeah.
So now
fuck you up for years.
Yeah. And
can't you like never come back the same from that?
I think so. I think it's pretty like... He's going to have to play differently.
Man.
I think that was the craziest part, was watching kind of like their best players like really like run down. Like, you know, they're great shooters, but, you know, now are they at the point where like they've played so tough for like 5 years that now they're going to all be injury prone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that what's going to like stain their legacy?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just crazy how any one of them, like literally any one of them could just light up threes.
I know.
They're fucking special, dude.
I know.
So, shout out to Kawhi, man.
You see that clip of him?
What, which
that
one?
Clip of him was like when Kawhi's celebrating, then realizing he's celebrating.
No.
It's so fucking funny. It's like right after they win, he's like, yeah, yeah. And he's like showing so much emotion. Then he has this thought and he pulls it back. Some dude in a suit, I don't know who it was, comes up to him and like, starts celebrating. And he's just like, Man, act like don't.
It looked like the dude. I could be wrong. It looked like the dude who used to coach the Cavs. I forget dude's name, but I think that's who it was. Or I could be way the fuck off. But yeah, I saw that. Like he like kind of calmed down.
He had this like switch.
Yeah, and he like was telling the dude like, "Yo, like stop fucking. What are you doing?
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool it.
Oh, I think what it was is that Steph was trying to say what's up to him, and then I think he was just like trying to be respectful. And, like, not, like, showboat in his face. And he was trying to get the Steph to, like, shake his hand.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. And he just telling you, like, yo, calm the fuck down.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It looked like he was self-reflecting, though. It looked like he was like, oh, fuck, wait, I'm celebrating too much.
Yeah, I need to.
I need to act like you've been there.
I was like,
even though he has, right? This is the second time he's won.
Yeah.
Right?
He won with the Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's the only dude to win in like two conferences or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. Huh. It was funny. It was, my homie said, like, we were like, oh my God, he won this and that. And he's like, Kawhi about to go to Applebee's and be in bed at 10:30. And I was joking, like, what if Kawhi's wife just didn't even know that he played basketball? Like, she thinks his name is, like, Clevin or, like, Calvin or something. And, like, before he goes home every day, he puts on, like, a Jiffy Lube outfit. And he, like, fucking, like, undoes his braids and does something different to his hair. And he comes home and she's like, how was work? He's like, oh, it's brutal. I had to sit there and do inventory on all the fucking, we got this new shipment of mobile oil. It's just terrible. This new stuff is just making it so much harder to work with the customer. The oil changes take way longer now.
Yeah.
She's like, this guy, like, I just can't get over how much you guys look alike. And he's just like, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, did you see the Raptors won the...
I didn't have time to watch the game.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it.
I was just counting the inventory. Like
giving him a massage. You're so tight.
I know.
What are you even doing in there?
Just too much lifting of the boxes.
The boxes, heavy.
Just, yeah, hurts my back. Did you make your lasagna? I would love to eat your lasagna tonight.
I'm so hungry.
I've mentioned him before. He's the dude that I was saying that drove like a fucking 1980s pickup. It's the same car he had like in college.
Kawhi?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what he drove to like when he was playing on the Spurs. And some reporter was like, well, why don't you get like a nice car or whatever? He's like, I mean, basketball is a job, man. A car just gets you from A to B. And it gets me to the job so I can do the job. That is so dope.
I love all those memes of him, his trash talk.
Yeah.
And his board man gets paid.
Nope. Yeah, bro. Special, eh?
Yeah.
You know what's even special, more special?
What?
Is my Clemson hat, babe.
I forgot about that.
I cannot have Ben's in my Clemson hat.
Yeah. Explain this, because this was like a real life sketch that we witnessed.
Oh, bro. It was so funny. So we were flying back from Pittsburgh, which we will talk about in a second. And we're getting on the plane, and this dude is talking to his wife as we're boarding the plane. And he pulls his hats out of these couple hats out of his backpack, and he looks at her, and he goes, "It's just I got no more room. It's bending my Clemson hats, and I cannot have that."
Yeah, he said, "Babe, do you have room in your bag?" And she was like, "I think so." And he was like, "Okay, good, because this is bending my Clemson hats,
and I cannot have that." And then he like,
I love Clemson.
Yeah, I know. Just like, what?
Z-O-N.
I know.
Z-I-N. C-L-E-M-Z-I-N. Clemson.
Not even related to the college.
Clemson
just,
hats.
Just like some other brand. My Clemson hats. I was like walking away from that. I'm like, bro, can't you just buy them fucking hats? Like, did someone sign them? Like, what is special about them?
There is Clemson hats. He went to Clemson, best 4 years of his goddamn life, and now he's got the hats to remember it by. And God damn it, they better not get banned.
I just had an insanely dark thought that I'm not going to fucking say.
Why?
This is one of those where I tell you it's bad, and then I say it, and then you go, oh, yeah, that was bad.
Okay. All right, well, fair enough.
It's just fucking, oh, man, I want to say it, but it's bad.
I mean, they want you to say it right now.
I know they do, but it's one of them fucked up ones. We already got in trouble for the fucking eugenic shit. I don't want this somehow to fucking hypercut. I already got the hypercut of me saying the 9-year-old shit. It's just gonna fuck you, Brandon.
What a moment. What a great moment.
For fucking making that fucking animation. I thought we were all in agreement. I'd said like the strange, accidental fucking...
I gotta pull that up.
Bullshit.
I gotta pull that up, dude.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
This is how dark that thought was. I've been sitting here.
You're 9 years old. Mm-hmm. You're hot as fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
Jesus.
I mean, not like holy shit. Damn it. Yeah, you're 9 years old. Mm-hmm. You're hot as fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
we just gotta repeat it.
Perfect.
I'm so stressed by that. I've been sitting here massaging the top of my shins, rubbing my shins, bro.
Oh man.
Now I feel like I just have to say it.
Say it.
I was just thinking, like, Clemson, the way he was saying it, not all, like, what if it was, like, some weird, like southern pronunciation on, like, cleansing? pulls out a couple fucking, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, with that accent?
Yeah. It's
like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking, whoa! You can't do that on a plane? What the fuck is wrong with you? What are you doing here, you sicko?
Speaking of things you can't do on a plane.
Oh, let's...
Yeah. I jerked off in the airplane bathroom yesterday. No, I'm kidding.
We did something.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we won't share that. We'll see.
Yeah, you'll see.
You'll see soon enough.
We did something on a plane.
Well, if you're listening to this just for free, then you already would have seen.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So we flew to Pitt, and spoiler alert.
Sorry, no, let's not talk about it.
No?
No, let's not talk about it.
Wow.
Yeah, let's just leave it.
We talk about it next week then.
Yeah, next week. It's only 7 days.
Yeah,
keep
guys.
Keep your eyes peeled on Friday for something.
Yeah, next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Week from today.
Yeah, the next Friday. You know the Friday song?
Yeah.
Next week, we
sampled that.
Yeah, the next Friday song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is the new Walkman, which is the new Chicken Dance.
Which is the new cha-cha slide. All right, so you saw a creep in Starbucks, and I got to talk about
I saw a savage in Starbucks.
Okay, I saw a creep.
Okay.
And I don't know what the fuck is with 45-year-old men going into Starbucks and just being creepy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this fool that I had seen was like... He looked like a fucking bald eagle, but like it was like really like a cartoon version of it, like mushed beak, like his nose kind of like craned down. His head was kind of like wide and eyes were real big. And so I was sitting by the door facing where people got their drinks at the Starbucks in Marina Del Rey. And he's eating a tub, like a fucking whatever, not a pint, the bigger, like the drier size ice cream.
Okay.
He's big. He's dressed in like Kanye homeless looking shit. Like, I can't tell if it's dirty or just brown.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just mashing this ice cream and like looking at girls, like creeping, like creep, like looking.
Eating right out of the tub?
Yeah, with a spoon.
So he must have gone to that Ralph's, bought that, and then walked down to Starbucks to eat it.
Yes, and brought a spoon with him because it was a fucking silver, like sterling spoon.
Dude, that's kind of savage too.
That's also fucking gross.
But kind of savage?
But he's just
That's like literally savage.
Yeah.
That's a savage thing to do.
Yeah.
That's what a literal savage would do. He would just fucking, with his hands, eat it out of the thing.
And so he's eating the shit. I know a girl would go up to like get their fucking drink and he'd just go. And like try to make eye contact with them. And he kept like aerating the fucking ice cream in his mouth, like trying to like, and with this like wry smile, just, and he just kept doing it. Every woman that went and got a shit, and he like track with their ass as they walked out of the fucking place.
You want a bite?
Yeah.
You want a bite?
Yeah. I'm like, this
is real good.
This was a straight up horny bird eating
half baked flavor. Real good.
I wouldn't have been
like cookie dough.
Bro, I wouldn't have been surprised if he opened his mouth and just went, ah!
And just a bird, yeah. A bird man?
Yeah, just that, or that sound of the eagle. That, yeah, it creeped me the fuck out. I like wanted to, I just like, I've never been compelled to just tell someone to go home.
He probably didn't have a home.
Yeah, maybe, no, he wasn't like that.
He's like, you're looking at it, man. What do you think I'm afraid. What do you think I am?
I'm a bird, man. I'm an actual bird, and he just turns into a bird. And
yeah. I'm a man of the skies.
Oh shit! This was an animorph. Yeah. Nah, he was. Yeah, it was. I was creeped out. I was like, just go crank it, bro. This is.
What is the AC on like full blast or something?
Yeah, probably.
It's so weirdly cold in there.
They don't. You think they pay for heat in this bitch?
Can't wait to get out of this place.
Yeah, you think they pay for heat here? They don't pay for heat here.
Yeah. No, because it's hot out in the hallway. But as soon as you walk in here, it's freezing. It's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
When are we moving? Let's move soon.
We're moving. So guys, we're working out the new studio. We'll
book the movers today. Fuck it.
I'm trying to convince Cody to just go full idiot on a super proofed vocal booth.
Well, let's talk about that because I want to talk about my Starbucks man first.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that crazy of a story, but it was just kind of funny. Starbucks is just filled with just, you don't know if they're homeless or not. People that are just look like they've been there for weeks.
Yeah.
They might have a home, but they're just there at Starbucks for whatever reason. Like so many weird ass people just loiter.
Yeah.
It's like the loiter spot.
Yeah.
So there's this one dude in there, eyes bloodshot as fucking hell. Like he'd either woken up and smoking a fat doink to himself. Or he hadn't
chlamydia.
Slept for, or he hadn't slept for a week. Sorry. What?
Or he had chlamydia in his eyes.
Or he had eye chlamydia. Yeah. Exactly. Something was wrong. He looked really tired and disheveled. Again, I couldn't tell if the clothes were like purposely distressed or if they just like he'd slept on the streets or something.
Yeah.
And there was this girl standing next to me. This like she was like British or some shit. Cute, small girl, and he walks. He's big ass dude. And he walks up to her, and he stands beside her, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, this is about to be some hit. Like, since we talked about girls getting hit on in public, I see it all the time.
Yeah,
I'm, like, more, like, attuned to it now, so I see it. So I all of a sudden, I'm like, damn it, this is another one of those situations, and I don't want to witness this shit. It seems so awkward. And she's standing there, and she says something to the guy, and he's like, yeah, coffee, right? Literally says that. And she's like, yeah. He's like, I need some of that in the morning. and she goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh no, I'm sinking lower and lower into my chair. So awkward. And then he goes, do you have a cigarette, by the way? And she goes, no, I don't smoke. He goes, oh, okay, thanks. And just walks away. And I was like, that's fucking savage. Disguised yourself as hitting on this girl so you could just, your true intention was wanting a cigarette? You beast. He didn't want that chick at all.
It's so funny.
He pretended like he wanted her just so he could have a cigarette. That's fucking insane, dude.
That's, dude, charming bum. Charming homeless dude. That's the shit we were talking about in Venice.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that dress. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. That's nice. Where'd you get that? Oh, some store down the way. Oh, the one at the corner. Yeah. I'm there sometimes. Yeah, I'll be around there. Say, look, I don't want to come off too strong. She's like, oh, no, not at all. You got a cigarette by chance. Oh, wait, what? A cigarette. Oh.
Which is like weirdly more attractive to the girls because then they're like.
I thought you wanted my, yeah, cigarette. I want your cigarette.
She pulls it out, writes her number on it.
He's like, oh, there's something on this one. Do you have a clean one? Do you have a clean, just a, I'm afraid to smoke that. What is that? Is that a serial number? Oh, your phone number. Oh, I don't, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, no.
I don't have a phone. It's fine.
Really? You don't want it? No. I mean, trust me, you wouldn't want to sleep with me. I have like diseases.
No, no, I do.
I have zero interest.
I do.
Sorry.
I do. You know, it. On that note, you know what I was thinking? So, so I watched the ad for the new Bachelorette season, and I was thinking about the previous season and how they keep trying to like muster up this drama, and they keep bringing in these jocks who like are developing CTE and are emotionally unstable. And mm-hmm. this year they just like went full blown. They got a guy who has like 1,000-yard stare.
Okay.
Like this fool definitely fell off a fucking tractor and like stood up and was like, God told me to be nice to people. And you're like, oh shit, you're going to snap one day. So there's a dude like that on the show and his name's Colin P.
Okay.
And it's hilarious because there's two Colins. So they keep referring to him as Colin P.
Okay.
Like he's a rapper.
My name is Colin P and I'm the lady's choice.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's more like, yo, Colin P about to snap. It's like some high school shit. Yo, Colin P about to come up in here and trip on y'all motherfuckers. And so I watched last week's episode where they basically get into a rugby game and he walks up to a dude after tackling him and the other dude's mad corny. Just super corny. He goes up to him to be like, hey, bud, what the frick is your problem? And Colin P sees him walk into him. So what does Colin P do? Fucking shoves him on the floor and is like, motherfucker. And then taps him in the face with his knee. Like a quick little, yeah. Dude's not at all with the screws in his fucking brain.
Can you do that on the show?
No, but you think technically no. But the producers are probably sitting there thinking, oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, that shit happened on Love Island this week. They kicked the guy off.
I'm not caught up.
Yeah, sorry.
Spoiler.
Yeah, I mean,
no, that's
like,
fine.
It's
just
a character that doesn't, I mean.
It's just the guy.
What?
So it'll still be a surprise.
Yeah.
It's just a guy.
Yeah.
So he does that and the producer, and whatever. It's a big deal. And I always think it's so funny when all the guys, then it cuts to that night and all these dudes keep telling her, yeah, that guy is, he's fucking nuts. He's crazy. They keep telling her he's crazy. And she's like, oh. And she's pretending like it bothers her. But I know in the back of her mind, she's like, hell yeah. Like, she's liking this shit. And just The Bachelor, the last few seasons has confirmed that these fucking like dense ass chicks, they love it when a dude is just emotionally unstable for them. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, it just confirms it. Like, she's like sitting there like, I can't believe he's crazy. And this dude's like outside with his shirt off. He's like, I love you. I can't leave.
He's like throwing his own shit all over the walls.
Yeah, he's just fucking smearing poop on his fucking thighs and her name. He's like, I can't leave the show.
It's kind of romantic.
Yeah, she's sitting there thinking, it's Colin P. It's just, clearly he loves me. Peeing into his own mouth. I love you. Security outside. They got tasers attached to his nipples. The dude should be going down.
It is not.
Yeah, just
frothing at the mouth.
I will pee in my mouth for you, Chelsea. I love you.
I love you.
Just let him inside. One more one-on-one date. Please. I thought of that because I'm getting caught up on Love Island. I'm only on episode 3, and the girl Lucy, she's like, I love it when like a guy's like his job's a little bit dangerous. I'm like, oh yeah, you love that when a guy can almost die.
Yeah, she loves her. Yeah, her last 3 boyfriends have all been underwater welders.
Sick,
because that's the most dangerous job on earth.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Well, because you know, you have much higher probability of just being able to walk into a new relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just dispose of themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Why break up with them when you can date a guy who could just die?
Jesus, that is dark. That's actually dark. I mean, the other thing was actually dark too, but that was like there might be some people that actually think like that.
I'm cynical, man. I think the worst of everyone.
No, it was weird when the way Love Island works, it's really weird. It happened last season too. Remember that guy left for emotional reasons? They just didn't address it on the show at all.
Yeah.
They just like tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing this time.
Yeah.
They just tweeted, said, hey, so-and-so broke the rules of the show and mutually agreed with the producers that he was going to leave.
Damn.
And he was like sort of in the last episode, like in a couple scenes, but they didn't even, they just fucking pretended he wasn't even there.
Damn.
From the beginning. It's really weird.
Damn.
And he was one of the ones that he, you didn't really get to know him that much
yeah.
through the show.
Yeah.
So it's not like the biggest loss, but it's still fucking weird.
Yeah, it's inconsequential that he snapped.
So apparently him and another guy got in a fight. That's what, and he had to leave. I don't know.
Damn.
That's weird.
That's strange. Yeah. So
that would suck. Getting kicked off that show so early.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, that's your ticket.
Yeah.
If you are on that show, that's probably the biggest opportunity you're going to have.
For a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a huge one.
It's a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
Especially the British one. I mean, they all get famous.
Yeah. Well, bro, I was chuckling at when, so I'm at the episode just after Tyson Fury's brother. What's the motherfucker's name? Tommy.
Tommy, yeah.
Tommy Fury, first of all. Fucking
sick
superhero name.
Yeah, sick. You can't not be a boxer with that name or something.
Tommy Fury gets in the clinch. He throws one over White Lightning, gets one on him. Like that shit. Or it's just like, oh my God, Tommy Fury's here to crush my pussy. What will I do? Dude, when he walked in, I was chuckling. I looked immediately at little fucking sandwich dude because that's like us on the show.
Sandwich like, dude?
Joe, like the frail kind of like skinny dude who's like,
dude.
Like funny or whatever like that. I'm like, if there's anyone on this show that could be us, it would be him.
Joe, really?
Yeah.
He's bro. Like One Direction looking.
No, not looks wise. I'm talking about like personality and sort
gotcha.
Of build.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like
yeah,
the
he's
least.
Small. Yeah.
He's the least.
Yeah.
Like
those dudes are buff as yeah. hell. Every dude they picked.
Everyone else on the show is double Joe's bone density. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like
so frail compared
yeah,
to all
completely. You look at fucking Tommy Fury's fucking fists and his wrist. His wrist is like a soup can at minimum, bro.
We're going to take a quick break, guys, and then we'll come
back.
Oh,
damn.
Come
here
right
we
back.
Go.
Right. All right.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Okay, what's
are
up?
You saying Tommy has chode wrists?
Oh, yeah.
He's got chode wrists?
I mean, all the dudes
got,
on that show.
He's got chists?
Yeah, he's got chists. Yeah, there you go. A
couple chests.
That's an English slang term right there.
Oh, he's got lovely chests. I love his chests.
Lovely.
Lovely
chests. Chists.
I'm like, what I'm trying to do on the show now is try to pick up all the weird accents. Yawande's accent is crazy.
Her accent is fucking ridiculous.
Because it almost sounds like she's American.
I know. Just about to say that. Some words are straight up American.
Yeah. Then she go, yeah, it's really hard to find someone new. I'm like, whoa, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next sentence is
hard.
Like.
Hard.
Hard. It's really hard to find someone new. I don't want to get my heart broken. I'm like, where the fuck? What?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's like super north. And the Scotsman. I'm trying to like get his shit down.
Anton?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Fucking, I see. So we were talking about that. And yeah, welcome. We're going to talk about Love Island for a minute. So this fool comes on the show. If you don't watch the show, his name's Anton. And this fool walks down and he's like yoked as shit. No hair on his body. This mm-hmm. man is a hairless mole mm-hmm. with a six pack. And he keeps like complimenting all the other dudes. And at first I'm like, yeah, it was bruh. Like some dude got benched in the first coupling and he's like, what does he say? He's like, could I couple up with you? Like, yeah. like basically calling the guy attractive. And he keeps talking about how beautiful Tommy Fury's eyes are. By the way, guys, Tommy Fury is the brother of like a super successful boxer. And he's a boxer. So I'm like thinking, man, this fool like, is he down the middle? Like, what's up? But then I saw what you mean where he's at that point where he's so comfortable with himself, he just like will willingly acknowledge like,
yeah,
like anyone's attractiveness.
Yeah.
Like when after Tommy and them came in, he's like, fucking hell. I'm like looking in his eyes. I'm falling in love with him. That motherfucker's beautiful.
That's funny ass shit.
Yeah.
Man.
No, I started laughing. I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. But the way they cut it makes it seem like he's got like these secret feelings and shit. That guy doesn't give a fuck. Anton,
yeah.
That dude is like solid, like in himself.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like his dick is fully in his own ass.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He doesn't need a girl, man.
No, he could fuck himself.
I mean, he's just like he's just insane. He's like, okay, that's the girl I want to go for now, and he's just like ruthless.
Yeah, he doesn't care at all.
Yeah, and they're just like, well, no, and he's like, all right, fine, next.
yeah. So now I'm at the point where the fucking Instagram.
I'm an online social media influencer. Mm-hmm.
She's about to come on the show and squirt all over it. And I'm sure it's going to ruffle the feathers.
Yeah.
That chick
I went on her Instagram. It's just so classic. So classic. Just, I don't even know how to describe it.
Plastic?
Every girl that describes themselves as an influencer.
Yeah. It's plastic
as
hell.
If you really take that term and like embody it.
Yeah.
You know what her Instagram looks like.
Yeah.
Just pictures of her at nice dinners. And it's like
hella hashtags.
Views and
fit tees.
Yeah. It's just, fit just like tees. Every picture is way over filtered. Smooth ass skin in every single picture.
Bro. Wait,
speaking of this, did you see this one that Nerd City tweeted?
Oh, no. No.
It's this girl's Instagram. She posted, it's a picture of her standing in front of a rice field in Indonesia, I think. And look at, she's wearing...
I'm pulling it up.
She's wearing a thong bathing suit. So you can basically see her whole ass. And she's just looking out over this rice field. Just cake fully exposed. And she's peering over this introspectively.
As someone is picking rice.
As a man is picking rice from the field. And the caption that she decided to go with is... Thinking about how different my life is from the man picking in the rice field every morning. Bro, I read that. I was like, I cannot believe this.
Wow.
I tweeted at him. I said, is this real? Is this first post real? And he says, yes, and linked the picture again. And she's updated the caption now to this. I seem to have been extreme misunderstood in what I meant previously.
Mm.
Just not even a sentence.
Okay.
I am very aware of my privileges and how grateful I am for all that I have in my life, and was recognizing how hardworking and unbelievably kind the Indonesian people are. Please be kinder to one another and spread kindness and not hate.
Yeah, I got all that from that picture, most definitely. That's exact. And I want to read those comments. How many dudes are caping for her, being like, yeah, totally. Like, I didn't think that. I didn't think that at all. I thought
yeah,
you were.
Yeah.
I totally got what you meant.
I'm on your side. Indonesian people are super hardworking, and I know that you were just acknowledging that with your ass out.
I mean, but the ass isn't the important part.
Yeah, it's not like I was thinking about your ass or anything like that. It's just I don't know. I don't even know why I brought your ass up. Honestly,
I'm an ass guy. Like in a respectful way, I'm an ass guy.
Of course, yeah.
You know, you got a great ass.
It's an acronym.
I want to come. I want to come all over your ass. What?
What's up?
Please take my donations. Please take my bits. Please, 50,000 bits. Mm-hmm. Tell me you love me.
When I say I'm an ass guy, I mean it's an acronym for always super respectful for women.
Always super sensitive to a woman's wants and needs. That's what it stands for. Always super sensitive to a woman's wants and needs.
So,
period.
Also, you got a nice ass.
That's fucking hilarious.
How fucking stupid can you possibly be? It floors me that these people somehow make it to these countries
yeah.
and like survive
and don't die?
Like a hostel and all this shit, and yet are dumb enough to post that.
Survive a hostel.
I mean, it's just like you gotta, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I know what you mean.
It's not like that's hard, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, how do you
just go through day-to-day life and not get punched in the face all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. How did you get, fucking, I love this phrase. I was late at a grocery store. Some old lady couldn't figure out how to put her debit card in the machine,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's standing in line, and she finally gets through it and she leaves, and the lady's like, how the hell did she get through the microwave? I was like, oh man, that's good. That's good. How do you get through the microwave? The microwave being a challenge is so funny. Like pulling up on a microwave and being like,
yeah, what is this, an escape room?
Fuck. How long do I have? How long do I have? What's my lifeline? Where's the red phone? I got to call the red phone to the guy who's got the code. It's just schizophrenia.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just fucking, I'm not even going to clown that. God damn it, dude. Okay, all right, popcorn or defrost?
Oh, God.
Son of a bitch. I do it every time. I do it every time. I hit the wrong one.
There's a lot of good memes this week.
It's a nice batch of memes this week.
You see the one of the two girls rapping in the car?
Yeah, I watched that.
You watched it?
Cringed my teeth out.
Can we play it? Can I play it into the mic?
Just hit like a few. Just get the gist. I mean, wait. Don't play. Wait.
Okay.
You know what I feel like I can say?
What?
Two white girls rapping in a car to their iPhone. I feel like everyone knows exactly how this is going to sound.
No, because those videos got popular because they were good.
Okay.
Like this style. Like those two girls.
I don't.
Ashley and whatever.
I don't remember.
They were pretty good, I think. Their videos kept going viral because it was actually like.
Dece?
They were like decent rappers.
Okay. All right.
So when I first saw the thumbnail for this video, I was like, this could go either way.
Yeah.
This has a shit ton of likes. It's either fucking awful or it's so good. There's nothing in between.
Nah. It ain't just gonna be average. All right.
Sab gang, we out here. Good eyebrows, definitely.
It's already bad. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's get it.
Indecisive boys always treating us like toys. They want us for a week. Show them how to love and then they geek. Hit us with them one word text. Keep playing those games. I'ma just move on to the next.
This is my flow, dude.
Thinking I'm your side chick, but really I'm gonna slide in. Yo, bro, it's mine too, so
really I'm
gonna
slide in.
Gonna slide in. Gonna have some fun, yeah.
Wait till almost.
Yeah, oh
wait
yeah.
Till this girl on the left comes in. So still the girl on the right.
Yeah, my fella. Hit me up.
Okay, ready? She's about to go in. She's getting ready.
Take off on it. Get ready, guys. All right, kill. Yo, tell Blueface to chill out. Tell Blueface to chill the fuck out. That's Blueface.
That's Blueface with the 2x Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
That's double speed Blueface right there.
Bro, she started taking off on that shit.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone with less rhythm in my whole life. It's so funny. She has no concept of like beat. Like,
y'all people want to just talk about how I'm single and I just can't believe that and sound like complaining, bro.
It sounded like a poem.
Yeah.
Like she was just saying shit.
No, it sounded like somebody trying to get through their fucking high school presentation.
Yeah.
She's trying to jam through it. She don't even want to be up there.
And I just like to say these people switching up like Smeagol. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice.
It's so funny. It's perfect, this video.
Perfectly shitty.
Because these girls, like, they're doing the hand motions and shit, too. They're like, uh-huh. Make them my fella, uh-huh. Eyebrows on fleek, blah, blah, blah. And she just takes off on that shit. Speed rapping.
Speed rapping.
She did
no
three
rhythm.
Verses.
Yeah.
In one verse.
Yeah. Yeah, she killed that shit, bro. I was that shit had me going.
What's up, dude?
What was this?
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Yo,
hold on, I gotta call you back in like 20 minutes.
Who's that?
It's Colby.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. I love the.
Oh, got him. Hard.
Got him. You remind me of a fucking board of wood. You remind me of a 2x4 because you're fucking, because you're rock solid, because you're thick. You got thick wood. I don't understand the diss there. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, that's how good it is.
Yeah.
So up here, you're down here.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah.
And that's not even the only song meme this week. Lance Stewart on Genius. Did you see that?
I've not heard the song, and I didn't watch Genius.
Genius is fucking cold, dude.
Yeah.
They bring those people on
just to clown
just
them.
Just to have them made. Yeah,
yeah.
Just to clown them.
Yeah. Just to have them make fun of themselves. They'd be like, all right. They'd be like, all right, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what was you thinking on that first line?
Yeah. Sing it. Why don't you just sing it? Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what it is. It's like an a cappella thing. You're supposed to like perform a little bit.
You should sing that shit.
Show them what
you
got.
Show them what's up.
Show them your pipes.
Show them your pipes.
Listen to what he says at first.
I've been singing for the past couple years. I never thought I was like an amazing singer, but I just love doing it as a hobby. And when I released this song, there was no...
They started it with that.
Okay.
They probably asked him, hey, how long you been singing for?
Okay.
Because you're pretty good, man. How long you been doing it? Oh, just a couple years. You're really good for a couple years. Why don't you sing something? Why don't you sing something for us?
Let it rip.
I came out of a breakup for 5 years. It had me feeling super down, and I think everybody...
Oh... Shut up.
I'm lost. I'm found. Too many visions around this place of you and me. Everywhere I go reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That was like yellow card slap right there. A little bit yellow card slap right there. I didn't even heard that damn song.
I'm found it and you No, that's Fall Out Boy, isn't it? No, that's Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. Whatever, man. They're all the same to me. They all them pop punk motherfuckers. They'd be hitting them notes.
I'm in love with you. Closing the goddamn door. No. If we ever go on Genius for anything, we gotta full on sing every verse, everything. Even if it's not sung,
yeah.
Whatever song it is.
Yeah.
If it's just rapping, we have to sing it like and as I hard put as we can.
On my wood, like a totem pole.
Yes, when I wrote that,
She's a hoe cause she fucking with my farmer's tan, E flat, E flat, tan.
Yeah, so when he wrote that, we was in a rice field in Indonesia. Just thinking about how different our lives were. And as the air hit my fucking beautiful, voluptuous cheeks.
My dick was out.
Yeah.
Standing there, dick out, looking over this rice field. My dick was flapping around from the wind, from the breeze.
And I'm like, damn, my dick is two-tone. Call it a Phantom Royce. So that's how I came up with the line for drip. And then Cody was admiring his own two-tone, and he was like, damn, my dick kind of farmer's tan, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying, from there, it was just like, it became a movie. You know, we started seeing how, like, the girls start, they don't really fuck with the farmer's tan. Mm-hmm. So then he wrote the farmer's tan, you know what I'm saying?
And that's a bar.
That's a bar right there.
And yeah, the guy's like,
no, we gotta
fucking director.
What? We gotta relate all this shit to like deep aspects of history.
Yeah, like
fucking ancient boring Chinese, shit. Like, boring fucking shit, dude. She into animals cause she fucking with the goat. Yeah, so in the 1400s, the Ming Dynasty, they controlled like central China, and merchants were like persecuted for like trying to move silk, because there was a other separate like Islamic community that lived in the north, and they were taken over by the Ming Dynasty, so they were only allowed merchant jobs.
Why don't we,
and the silk was actually was moved from Turkey.
I don't know.
And so yeah, so like so
talking for 10 minutes,
so goats. Goats were a key.
Why don't we do the or
moving? Just, a key to right, moving just, the
I
silk.
Think, you know what? I think we got Lil Uzi Vert coming in, so you guys gotta. Get it. Wait, but I haven't fully explained the bar yet.
It would be so good, bro. Just crazy, crazy information. Some shit is it's just like a factoid, like some like Twitter account shit. It was like some fucking shit. Smoking on his G Fuel. That's some G shit. Yeah, so 80% of people who commit crime are between the ages of 13 and 22.
I got that from a Snapple lid.
What?
I'm sipping GGB. She a freak bitch.
Yeah, you know, like termites. Yeah, termites, they only have a lifespan of like 6 years. Oh man. If they ever, God forbid, they put us on that bitch, we're gonna fuck with them so bad, dude. Oh wait, no. You get to one bar, you're like, I stole that.
just don't even blink. Just don't even blink. I stole that. That's not mine.
Yeah, I took that shit.
I took that from someone else. I forget who it was, too.
It's like, who? Him?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
He took my shit? Yeah, I just took it.
Took my shit.
So. Yeah. Word. Okay.
I'm just totally cool with it, too. Yeah, that was mine. Yeah, he took it. Mm.
Did you want it back? Nope.
No. Mm-mm.
No, it's cool that he had it.
Yeah.
Or one of the bars we just breathe.
Yeah. or just we just say the line as the meaning. I know the owner, Paul. He let me drink for free. I know the owner. His name's Paul. And homie just lets me drink for free.
That's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Paul's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Shout out, Paul.
Fuck, dude. It's not funny if we do it ourselves. Like, they have to bring us on, and we gotta fuck with them.
I know.
And totally bring it home. Ah, damn it. Well, that's what you guys have to look forward to mm-hmm. if we ever get on
mm-hmm.
Genius.
Genius.
Genius bar. Oh man, when I got picked up in the Uber, you know what we can't talk about?
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucking American Airlines shit. It's time to complain, baby.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Let's complain about airlines.
Fucking complain about airlines.
Let's fucking airline up
right
here.
That's why all social media, why every form of media was invented is to complain about airlines. And that's what we're about to do.
Y'all want us to upload another That's Cringe? Guess what? That's Cringe American Airlines, motherfucker.
Boom!
And this one's 30 minutes long.
That'd be sick. That would be the ultimate complaining about airlines.
Yeah. Fucking tune in, bitch. We going off on American Airlines, dude. We
fucked our lives up this week.
We're roasting their fucking little Disney onboarding video. First off, all airlines, enough with the Disney ensemble safety video. We don't give a goddamn fuck.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck. All that shit about the life vests and that shit ain't real. I don't even know why they tell us that. If a plane is going over the water and it starts diving, motherfucker, go look up plane going into water. There aren't any videos because they all fucking evaporate. The physics of that shit is like running into concrete. It disappears.
Jesus
There's
Christ.
One plane that's ever landed on water, and they made a movie about that shit with Denzel Washington. That's how.
Yeah, and they all knew what to do because of the fucking video.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Everyone has said this shit. No one's remembering the fucking, you know. And if the life vest is in the sea, you don't remember that.
Yeah, they're all doing the choreography.
Yeah.
Plane lands on the Hudson River. They're and get the life vest out of the seat. Help the infants help the infants before you help
the
yourself.
The seat is in my fucking stomach. Oh my God.
And if you pull the oxygen mask down.
I'm gonna die.
And do it up on the side.
Somebody, please.
Exit
I'm
can
dying.
Be found on the
I'm
left
dying.
And on the right.
Baby's crying.
Front of the plane and in the back of the plane. That's the hardest part of that choreography. This shit.
Yeah.
Front, and you can find side and side and two in the rear. Oh. Every time they do that, it's like, ooh.
I love spotting out the flight attendant that hates their life.
Mm.
You see the seatbelt, and they're just like, put this shit on your fucking waist. Fucking, who cares? We're going to die in this fucking shit. Life is meaningless. Who fucking cares? Yeah, dog. That's first up. I'm tired of the Disney shit.
There's like awards for that.
I know.
Shit now. Like
they give awards for podcasts now, too?
I know. That's the most absurd
That's
thing.
The dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking shit, the Shorty Award to a podcast. What podcast needs an award? Ooh, congratulations. You guys can talk. Go fuck yourselves.
Nice.
Go fuck
that
yourselves.
Been the acceptance speech.
Yeah.
Oh my God, shit.
Who the fuck?
Thanks. What is this award?
Ooh, I can talk. Everyone can talk.
Congrats on the cool opinions. Thanks. Here's another one. Go fuck yourself.
Just offended? Like you think it's like a personal attack?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, is this some kind of fucked up joke?
Yeah, where's Ashton Kutcher? Come out, fool. This is fucking rude, bro. Oh, congratulations. You can talk. You don't have to fucking condescend me and my friend.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's an opinion. You all suck dick.
Here's a cool opinion.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear me talk? Get fucked. Get
How's
bent.
This? I hate your suit. Fuck you. You look like shit. I'm out.
Get bent, homie. Get later. Bent. Bitch, you better not be calling me. So, yeah, whatever the fuck. So, American Airlines, these fucking assholes, they canceled what? Like 200 flights? Because they had they had the death plane on the roster. When it shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
It should have not been on the roster. It should have just been, nope, can't fly this plane because it's killed people. It's a no-go. But instead, they overbooked thinking like, we might. I don't even know if that's the reason, but that's just what it seems like.
Seemed like the reason.
So whatever. So here's the drama. Me and Cody get to the airport, right? 11. We're supposed to take off at 12. We have to take a connecting flight. Getting this flight to Pittsburgh was a motherfucker because you can't get a goddamn plane to Pittsburgh from L.A. There are no fucking direct flights. So we get in that bitch. Flight gets pushed again. We're not going to make our connection. We're like, God damn it. So we have to rebook to get a plane at 6:30. And we're sitting in that bitch at like 1 o'clock. We're like, oh, what the fuck? So I go.
No, we rebooked. We rebooked one flight and then had to book that one.
Oh,
so
that's right. Yeah.
We
yeah.
had our flight. It got delayed 3 times.
Yeah.
So then we were going to miss our connecting flight. So then we had to get another flight.
Yep.
That one got delayed. We were going to miss our connecting flight again. So then instead, we just got a brand new one on a new airline at 6:30 and had to take a fucking red eye.
Yeah. Yeah. So the annoying part was I go up to this lady and she couldn't give less of a fuck about her job. I'm like, hey, I got to take a different airline. My bag is on that plane. How can I get it off the plane? She's like, well, you're not boarding, so they're not going to put it on the plane. And I'm like, that just seems like there's a lot of faith there. Like, do you think you want me to believe that the bag tag dude is going to scan my bag and go, oh, guys, Noel isn't on this flight. Yeah. This has to go back. That motherfuckers don't even look at the bags. They just fucking throw in that shit. Yeah. I don't care, dude.
Yeah.
It's trying to get it out of their face. Mm-hmm. So I say, I'm like, you're sure? I'm like, because I'm part of a...
traveling.
I had to up myself a little bit. Just try to like heighten it to try to get some fucking like, I need y'all to pay attention. I'm like,
just excuse me.
Yeah.
Read the boarding pass again.
Yeah.
Comfort Plus.
Yeah.
So what you gonna do for me? Because this isn't very Comfort Plus right now.
No, I go... I'm part of a production right now, and there's something important in that bag, and so I need to get the bag. So you're absolutely sure? She's like, yeah, just go downstairs. I was like, whoa, bitch. She goes, just go down to baggage claim and it'll be there. I'm like, so they're gonna take my bag, just my bag, and dump it out on the carousel, just for me? She goes, yeah, just go down there. I go, okay. You just wait.
Fine. You just give it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And not because you told me.
Because I want to.
Because I want to.
You see the email that's going to fly into your boss's inbox.
Very sternly worded.
Just should you be correct here, okay? There will not be a single exclamation mark. It'll be full of periods. So I go down there and I tell this girl, I'm like, hey, my bag, this, that. And she goes, yeah, so you needed to fill out a form up there to get them to bring the bag down because that shit's going on the plane. And I just like put my fist up. I'm like, she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. And then I talked to her boss. And that guy, I've never heard such a non-paragraph. I'm like, hey, man, they told me this. I need the bag. I'm part of this. I need what's in that bag. If it stays on the plane, is it going to go all the way through to Pittsburgh? And then that was my question. Is it going to go all the way through to Pittsburgh? He goes, yeah, well, in theory, you know, you're supposed to fill out a form to get it released, and you could have done that upstairs, so that's when you should have done it. So potentially it should land at your destination. Wait, what the fuck, dude? What did you just say? Was that in theory? Is that if I fill out the form that happens? What the fuck are you talking about? So I'm mad, obviously. We talked to the ladies, whatever. My bag is going to go through to Pittsburgh. Simultaneously, I had tweeted, American Airlines, you suck cornhole.
And then, you tweeted it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I let it out. Okay. I deleted it because I was like, I don't want to be that guy. But they tweeted me. They said, oh, no. DM us and let's see what happens. So I give them like a 9 paragraph, like, this is my situation. And they come back with, okay, what's your flight number? This, that? They go, well, we see you're rebooked with Delta. We're working behind the scenes with them to get you your bag. I'm like, wait, I'm not flying. What are you talking about? They're like, well, we see you're flying out of Pittsburgh on the 13th. I'm like, bro, I said I need what's in that bag tomorrow, and you're telling me I'm going to get it when I go home? And then they go, let us look into it further. I'm like, what the fuck? And their response time is like hours apart. So I just have hours where I'm sitting like, well, my bag is going to disappear. Long story short, thankfully, shout out our boy Nima. He was there and he intercepted the bag. They busted a wheel off my bag. They broke that shit.
No way. Yeah, really? I didn't know that.
Broke my fucking bag. Yeah. And I'm like, you got to be shitting me. And what's crazy is Nima's like, hey, I need a bag for Noel Miller. He said, dude goes in the bag, he comes out, he's like, nah, there's no bag here. And I'm like, it says it's tagged in Pittsburgh. And the guy goes, wait, hold up. And he goes back. And he's like, no, well, I got it. And then Nima's like, what the fuck? What happened? You literally just said you don't have it. Now you have it? And Nima's like, if I didn't stay there and like press him, he would have just like been like, yeah, it's not here.
Scary.
He's like, I would have believed him.
Scary as fuck, man.
Yeah, anyway, so we end up taking this red eye and it fucked
our... That's like, we weren't in that bad of a situation. Like, yeah, we had a job to do and we needed our gear and shit like that. All things considered, it wasn't that bad.
No, you know? Yeah, but it worked out.
Like,
it worked out for
sure. I fucking searched American Airlines on Twitter that day because, you know, something like 200 flights got canceled across the country.
Hey, bruh.
And
Mike Huckabee was going off.
Yeah, Mike Huckabee. He was pissed. Yeah. But the thing that got me, man, was all these people that were trying to go on vacation. These people that get 1 week of vacation the whole fucking year.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Used that week, and now they, like, there's people stuck in fucking, like, Minnesota and shit like that.
Yeah.
Supposed to be in Hawaii.
Yeah.
For the 1 week that they saved up all fucking year for this vacation, and now they're paying out of their own pocket for a hotel in Minneapolis on top of the vacation.
Yeah.
Like, and losing a vacation day out of it. I was like, damn, that fucking breaks my heart, man.
And people tweeting about American Airlines being like, oh, yeah, yeah, it doesn't qualify for reimbursement.
Exactly. That's what I mean. They're like, I'm having to pay for all this shit because you just canceled my flight out of nowhere?
Yo, the airline, first of all, that was like that lady at the KLM flight, customer service, who was like, you know, she goes, well, if you read the terms and conditions, motherfucker, who?
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You only know that shit because you work there, bitch. Like, those, like, terms.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm
about to. I don't
know
what just happened.
I'm getting gassy. I'm getting pissed. Those terms for buying those fucking tickets are such bullshit, bro. You are a multi-trillion-dollar company. If you're going to fucking offer up planes, you got to, like, you can't just be like, well, airplanes sometimes. Airplanes be like, nah, you can't do that, man.
Yeah, just airplane things.
Yeah.
You know how it be.
Too bad,
it'd
man.
It be like that sometimes.
Hey, guys, don't put pressure on us because we offer a service that's offered to millions of people and they depend on it and it's just one of a kind.
What if you fucking had to go to your... someone's funeral or
something.
And they just, yeah, sorry. Ah, ugh, don't have enough planes. Ugh.
You know how that goes.
Sorry. So we're going to keep the money and you're just not going to the destination. But I mean, it's nice here. You know, the weather's cool. So enjoy.
You ever tried Minneapolis? You said someone died? Your dad went to Minneapolis. You know, he says a great place. You could honor him by just hanging out. You know what I'm saying? And you know it's the best place to hang out in Minneapolis? The Delta Sky Lounge. Did we tell you about that?
Yeah.
And you can get into access to the Delta Sky Lounge. You know what's great?
By applying to our credit card.
We'll actually even take the points you would have got for this flight. We'll give them to you. A couple free drinks. That's on us. That's from us to you. Yeah,
that flying sucks now.
No,
it sucks, dude. Oh,
yeah.
Like every flight we took was seats 90 degrees, plastic as fuck,
yeah,
jammed up against someone else,
yeah,
zero room,
yeah,
you gotta pay $100 to upgrade to fucking Comfort Plus, which is nothing,
yeah, yeah,
and they jam these credit cards and shit down your throat as soon as you get on the fucking plane. Shitty safety videos and ads for their damn credit card. It's like
crazy.
Just, oh my god, it's traveling is so stressful.
Yeah, I love that So the last plane we took was a 757, and I'm pretty sure I could have got scoliosis sitting in that chair because of the way I was positioned. It was like perfectly rounding on my neck and my back. It's like I was like sitting kind of like this like the whole time. Like if I took enough of these planes, I would need a back brace. This is crazy.
Yeah.
That second plane had...
That's why you have a bulging disc
in
your neck.
That's why I have a fucking herniated... Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah, I got a herniated disc in my neck. Yeah. I'm going to go see what's up with that today. But yeah, that would fucking... That like that plane had no room. That was crazy. I couldn't even reach down. Like my, they're like, this lady, put your laptop under the seat. I'm like, if I put it under the seat, it's just gonna disappear. And it did that. It went under, and when the plane took off, it slid back. And the guy behind me just happened to catch it. But I'm sure that shit would have gone straight to the back of the plane. I'm like, well, there's my laptop. It's gone now.
Jesus.
that flight was funny too because everyone's overhead bin was the person in front of them.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, my thing is back there. I love when moms are about to ask a question and they feel uncomfortable. They always put their right hand close to their ear.
Mm.
So it's like a open, like they're about to hit like a button on a fucking, like blow something up. Like their thumb like hangs out. It's almost like a hitchhiker's thumb, but they put it up to their ear. They're like, can I just, it's like coming forward, like, can I just give it the... And then the pointer finger comes out. Yeah, just the thing. Sorry. I was watching this mom like stand to get her bag for way too long with the thumb close to her ear. She's like,
just say it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, I wanted to scream it at her. Like, just fucking ask her for your bag, lady. Have some balls.
I gotta say, we had Burger King right before the red eye flight.
The going out.
And I texted Marcus. I said, what do I get from Burger King? Because he's a big Burger King connoisseur.
He's a BK guy.
He says Whopper and chicken fries. That's exactly what I get. And
I
smashed the whole thing.
Smoked.
Demolished. And we get on this red eye flight. And I don't think I've ever ripped ass more on a flight. In like a 4-hour period. I probably farted 158 times. And I cut the cheese, dude. The whole flight. Oh, I was ripping ass.
I didn't smell
and
anything.
Didn't even work. No, but they were like kind of smellless.
Oh, so you were just going.
I was just going.
Just a gassy little baby.
Because the first couple, I didn't really smell, and the guy beside me fell asleep, and so I was like, I'm free to do it.
A gassy baby all through your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting it rip.
Mm-hmm.
Going off. Go off, King. Go off.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was ripping stinkers for sure.
Yeah, that Burger King fucked me up.
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
Destroyed me.
Pretty good, though, Burger King.
Delicious.
Gotta say.
Crispy.
Yeah, it's good. Chicken fries.
Well, look, y'all. We got to be up out. Thank you all. Toronto ticket purchasers, you're the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming home, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even really call it home.
Sort of.
I don't even remember where I lived. My dad talks about this house we lived in, and I'm like, I don't. Yeah, sounds cool. I have no recollection. What else? Montreal going
fast. Maybe there's still tickets.
Montreal.
Merci beaucoup.
Going super quick.
Mm-hmm. So get tickets to that Just for Laughs and tinytour.com and San Luis Obispo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tickets available for that too.
Sorry we called that NorCal. It's mid-Cal.
Ain't no we. You did that.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when the mistakes happen, we both got it. You know, we typed it out. Cody typed the first letter. I typed the second letter. He typed the third one. It was a team effort. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't have enough space on the plane when we were posting the shit, so we had to like share the keyboard.
We're getting kicked off stem, baby.
No way.
Yeah.
Why?
They're kicking off everyone that's not like a giant artist or something.
The fuck? Fuck out of here.
Look at it. It's like you have 15 days to transition your content to TuneCore. So annoying, dude.
Oh, we got to. It's time to complain again.
Uh-huh.
We're not done.
Mm-hmm.
Stem, we coming for you.
You're next.
Shittyasswebsite.com.
Keep an eye on your email.
Huh.
There's going to be something sternly worded in there.
We'll see if
soon.
There's any exclamation marks in this email, bud. I'm going to put a middle finger in my signature. That's what I'm going to do.